All right, let's get a Berger County, Southern Houghton County report, catching up with Jason from Woodland Firearms. Jason, how was your Thanksgiving over in that part of the woods?
It was good, except we had a lot of power outages, so a lot of people weren't as lucky as me. We had power, but we got hammered with that storm, and it was a rough Thanksgiving for most, but I had a good day.
Man, speaking of a rough Thanksgiving, I mean, it seems like nobody could get into the woods hardly in the northern tier of the UP after that icy, slushy storm on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I went out to my camp, and boy, all the trees were bent over the road, and I mean, you just couldn't get in. So a lot of guys didn't make her out to camp.
Yeah, there was no way. I was getting down to the two-track road. It wasn't even a trail. It was a road that I needed to get down, and it was covered with down trees. So
right.
I can't imagine I was the only one. That's what I've been hearing anyway.
Yeah, everybody's seeing that. Yep, it was pretty wild. The woods looked pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that's the thing. I knew it was going to be beautiful if I could get out there in that rugged territory. But you know what? It had to be really hampering a lot of folks actually taking deer the last few days of season. How did your deer season end up there? I mean, it seemed like you had quite a few pictures on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of nice bucks were taken. But boy, the weather was funny. You know, this year we got the snow and then it warmed up. And then we got hammered with the storm at the end. So guys had trouble getting out. But we had, I want to say, 35 decent deer brought in. Okay. So it was good, and a lot of nice bucks, too.
Overall, what was your take on this firearm deer season?
Boy, that's tough. I don't know. Most guys I talked to said they're seeing deer. It didn't seem that bad to me.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the overall feel I had was pretty positive from it. And just a few people who really struggled to see any deer, but seemed like a lot of people were passing up spikes and forks to take those fives and sixes and eights.
Right. Yeah, I have not been successful as of yet, so I'll be out with the muzzle loader. Hopefully this weather will bring them out of the hills.
Well, I think that's definitely happening right now. Migration is on, and that's exactly where I want to go with you. Talk about black powder season if I can get a little more time from you later this hour.
Yeah, no problem.
Jason at Woodland Firearms in Berega. Stay tuned. We'll jump back into this report. Talk a little smoke pole hunting later this hour right here.
Yeah.
On the Outdoor Show.